It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Welcome to the Voice of America. My name's Larry London. We've got a great show for you today. The same country that gave us Lord gives us Sammy Johnson, and he is in the house all the way from New Zealand. We've got Sammy in our studios. We're going to talk about his latest album, his plans for a new EP and a new studio album next year. He's on tour. We'll talk about it next. This is Border Crossings with Sammy J.
I could be the one. With him it ain't half the fun. Well, maybe I'm the reason why you're not with him. Am I dreaming, or am I awake? Someone break the news, for heaven's sake. I wanna be with you. Could be the one. The story goes on and on. I really wanna be yours, but I'm just having fun. Am I dreaming, or am I awake? Someone break the news, for heaven's sake. I wanna be with you.
This is Larry London, and welcome to Border Crossings. On today's show, we take you to the tropical islands of Hawaii, as we've got a tremendously talented musician in our studios. He's on tour for Lion Roar and his future music. He's got a new album coming out in 2018. We'd like to welcome Sammy J to Washington and to VOA.
Thank you so much for having me.
You have quite an eclectic background. I mean, you grew up in New Zealand, and then you moved to Hawaii.
It's a bit of a mixture. So I actually grew up in Australia, then I moved from Australia to New Zealand. Then from New Zealand, I spent some time in Hawaii, and then from Hawaii to L.A.
Wow. that's quite a change. I mean, you've experienced the world.
Yep, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the crazy.
So who'd you bring with you, Sammy? Who's this?
This is Gabe. He's another musician as well, but he plays guitar for me. He's from Hawaii as well.
Oh, yeah, wonderful. Yeah. Well, I tell you, Hawaii is paradise.
It really
and
is.
So adjustments here to living in the U.S., I'm sure you had to give up a couple of things. You're poi among them, but otherwise some other things.
Mostly the beach.
The beaches and the surfing.
Yeah.
But
I think moving anywhere is always, it's always crazy and hard, but I think now I'm kind of used to it now because I've just moved so much. So you kind of just make home wherever you go. And,
Well, the lifestyle expectations are different. I mean, in Hawaii, it's very laid back and everybody's on their own time and it's very casual. And then you move, you know, to the States and then it's a different expectation.
Yeah. Hollywood is another world in itself, I think. But I've always been, I've had a good manager who cracks the whip, so I've never been too bad. But Yeah, no, I don't know. It's when I think about it now, it's been quite crazy trying to adjust. More so from the southern hemisphere to the north.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, it's so different, like the way that I talk, my slang, like little words, and I have no idea what half the time what people are saying.
So. And if you say shaka bra, they probably don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is the writing harder when you come to the States and you're away from that influence? When, I mean, it's different sitting under a palm tree, you know, in Hawaii, mm-hmm. and it's everything's calm and peaceful, and then, you know, come here and it's a different vibe. Is it harder to write?
I think it's a lot easier because you kind of come from, like, because I've lived in so many places, you kind of have a lot more experiences, and so it makes it easier to work with different people, because I work as a songwriter on the side as well, and so especially in Hollywood, I, like, you know, I've been in sessions with all kinds of people, like Fifth Harmony and all kinds of different artists, and being living in a lot of different places, it just makes you more relatable and to different types of people. And but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter where you're from, or it's more so how do you tap emotionally into someone's and how can you get in their brain? Mm-hmm. And once you do that, it kind of just clears out all the rest.
Well, they say that's the lucrative side of the business is the songwriting. Mm-hmm. And if you write for a lot, you strike gold with somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a payday that lasts for a lifetime.
Yes, yeah, I'm trying to, like, you know, invest in my future.
Which is your favorite part? I mean, the songwriting or the performing and singing as an artist yourself? Which do you like more?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think it's more the creative side, always. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter who I'm writing for, if it's for me or for someone else, but I love being in studio and creating, just in general. I love performing, but it's the road and traveling.
It
gets long and grueling, and then you get those sneaky shows that I never saw on my schedule that end up on my schedule, things like that. But for the most part, yeah, I love writing, mm-hmm. and being creative more so.
A lot of people imagine, you know, just people who aren't in the business that you're in, what a great lifestyle it is, and how easy, and you're just counting money, and you just get off a bus and perform.
Where is that money?
But it's not that easy, because you are working hard and having to promote yourself and your music constantly.
It's always going to be an uphill battle, and this is my third label now, and so you can imagine, like, the two before this one, whoo! And, like, you know, there's always going to be something with each label, but I think if you love something, like, enough, then, you know, you just kind of stick it out. But yeah, it's definitely not what it seems, and that's definitely evident with my new single. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Sleepwalker, and so that song basically is about the darker side of Hollywood and what artists kind of go through and how it feels and stuff. But yeah.
Is that the first song you're going to
do? No. But
Which one are you going to do?
We're going to do one of my first singles today. We're just going to start backwards and work our way forward.
All right, great.
But yeah.
Well, hear some music. Why not? All Sammy right. J's here, live on The Voice of America.
Thank you for having us.
Okay. I ain't never had nobody who loved me the way that you do, yeah. I ain't never had nobody show me a love like you do, yeah. All of my friends try to tell me that I should just let you go, but I don't know what it is about you. You got my heart on my sleeve, begging you please, give me all of your love, give it all to me. Oh, 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 yeah. Give me all of your love, give it all to me. I don't know what to do, if I didn't have you, and if you don't come. Another chance, give me all of the love. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. nobody show me love like you do. Yeah, yeah. All of my friends tell me that I should just let you go, but I don't know what it is about you. You're my heart on my sleeve. I'm begging you, please give me all of the love, give it all to me. All of your love, give it all to me, yeah, yeah. I don't know what to do if I didn't have you, yeah. And if you don't come back, give me another chance. Give me all of your love, yeah, 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 yeah. So give me all of your love.
Still yes. Waking up at this.
Sounding great. All right. Sammy J here live on Border Crossings. Now, you released a song a few years ago, Don't Say Goodbye.
Yes.
And that made you a household name virtually, a viral sensation on YouTube. 10 million views.
Yeah, I think it's gone more. Like, I don't know how that happened. Funny story about that song. So when I recorded my first EP, Prelude, we had one more song left to do. And so on our way to the studio, we're like, man, we just need one more song. And so we kind of just made up whatever, and we wrote the most randomest lyrics. Like, I think, I'm not trying to throw shade on him, but the girl in the song was lighting a cigarette. And so I was like, girl, you light my fire. And we started laughing harder. And so we just went on from there. And my manager heard it, and he said, that is your worst song. That is not going on the EP. That is a terrible song. And I was like, oh, but it's all we've got. And he's like, you're not putting that on your EP. And I was like, it has to. We've got nothing else. It's like, and so he put it right on at the end of the EP. It didn't get released as a single. And then, what do you know?
And he's not your manager anymore.
No, he still is.
And oh, he is.
And that's his. He's like, he's always like, oh, remember I picked the number one song? And I was like, yeah, you picked it.
It's not how you remember
taken
it.
Taken off the EP. But yeah, because of that song, it kind of, yeah, that's the one that kind of did a lot. That one and the one we just sang, were the two that really, yeah, did a great thing.
Now, you have a great voice and a great sound, and it's referred to, I guess, as the island sound. But what does that mean to you? What, I mean, you know, it's a very vague term. So what does it mean, the island sound that comes from Sammy J?
So island reggae is, it's a mixture of, it's obviously reggae, because being Polynesian, being from the islands, I'm from New Zealand, Gabe's from Hawaii. So we listen to a lot of reggae, and then I think with what we bring in more so, because you got Jamaican reggae, but island reggae is more, it's more happier, because we're just happy people. We just eat and go sleep and be late everywhere we go. And so there's more of a happy vibe, and so we take more of the lover's rock. So if you're familiar with reggae, there's all different genres within reggae. Reggae is such a broad. So we take more of the lover's rock roots sort of end of it. And what I bring into it, more so from New Zealand, we love soul music, R&B. So, and that's kind of what I sort of add to it. So, yeah, that's basically what, I don't know if there's a formal explanation for
I'm sure. Reggae, well, they say the jazz is associated with your music.
For me, yeah. So I, before I even did reggae, I thought I was going to be like an acoustic sort of like indie jazz kind of. That went, you know, that was not the case. So one of the videos on YouTube had a skank, a reggae skank, and so I was signed as a reggae artist, and that's kind of.
So this really wasn't the direction you started off on. You were a social worker.
Yeah, I was.
So
I was in music therapy, and that's kind of. Yeah, that's kind of how it all happened. So I was a social worker, and before that even, that's another story. It just goes very long. But so I was doing social work, and I was employed as a Polynesian social worker in Australia, and so I worked predominantly with Polynesian cases. And so I had to learn how to engage with some of these little angels. And so I used music as a medium to sort of engage with them and... Yeah, someone must have recorded it, and we used to write a lot of songs like geared at working with youth. And so from that, I got back into music. I come from a musical family, but I was never interested in it myself. Mm-hmm. And yeah, one thing led to another, and here I am.
Very interested to know, though, you mentioned, okay, so they made you the Polynesian social worker. Mm-hmm. You work with. Are the problems that Polynesian kids face different than the problems that all the other kids from anywhere face?
So with New Zealand and Australia, Adam, don't quote me properly. I could be saying total wrong legislation. But there's a thing called the Trans-Tasman Agreement.
Okay.
And so, which means that New Zealanders and Australians can travel freely. Like, you don't need a visa or anything to travel in between. But what they don't know is that if you're from New Zealand and you move to Australia, you're not eligible for the welfare and things like that. And so people move from New Zealand, like my dad, bless his heart, and they expect, like, you know, to jump on the welfare and get, like, things, and they don't. And so you're faced with all these problems with no jobs, and
no money.
And then you have the ones from the islands who come straight from the islands to New Zealand and then come straight to Australia. Mm-hmm. So then you have culture shock and language barriers and cultural differences. And so for an Australian to go into a Samoan-speaking house with straight Samoan customs, it's hard. Mm-hmm. And so, like, the way that, you know, say a Polynesian household runs is very different to what your everyday Australian is used to. So me, I sit on the fence because my mum's Australian and my dad's Māori, and so I'm not scary in the office, and I'm not scary at that. So I was employed as a Polynesian worker for Queensland government, and I loved the job. And, you know, like every kind of social work, we all have the same kind of issues, but it's more so engaging. That it's the how we go about it and how you...
Sure.
So that was the difference.
And you helped the kids with your own music or with other music? Or how did you use
music as a way to engage? Mm-hmm. So, you know, with any teenager, like, they don't want to talk about their problems. They don't want to, you know, they're just teenagers. So they don't really...
They know it all anyway, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so for us, like, music is like something that we're all very familiar with, especially, you know, because with our culture in Hawaiians and Māori's, like, music is right at the forefront, and we use music to tell our stories along with all our tattoos and stuff. But we don't have books, and we didn't have that, so we tell everything. Like, we tell our whole ancestry from, we can trace all the way to our first, the canoe that left Hawaii to travel down to New Zealand through song.
Right, right.
And so that's how we remember it. So using music is the best way to...
Fantastic. We're talking with Sammy Johnson, who's got an EP out that came out last year, and you're ready for a new EP.
Yeah, I'm ready for a few more, actually. I just wish my management would hurry up now. The one that's out now is the third, the third EP, and that one's called Lion Roar. So that one was a little less traditional reggae and more so I'm 90s R&B influenced, basically. That's the only way to put it. And then the ones that I'm working on now is more R&B. So the thing with being someone who comes from a lot of different genres, I'm always trying to find ways that I can incorporate all the different things that I like without making too many people angry.
That's great to be able to reinvent yourself, because you certainly have quite a diverse background. So
yeah. So it's, yeah.
All right. Well, Sammy J, can you do some more music for us?
Okay, cool. So what do we... Yeah, this song's called Wishing on Your Love. And so this one I wrote when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. And it was the first one that actually was found... You can start, mate. That they found me on YouTube. The song was signed. So if you ever go on YouTube, type in Sammy J, Wishing on Your Love. This is it. I'm sitting in a pair of rugby shorts. If you ever know the All Blacks, yep. Singing this song.
Sometimes when I'm alone, call you up just to hear your voice waiting for me on the other line. Oh, 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 oh. Control it. Oh, I can't disclose it. This feeling that I'm feeling for you. So, baby, I'm wishing on your love. Oh, I can't control it. Oh, I can't disclose it. This feeling that I'm feeling for you. I guess by now you know how I feel. Please let me know that this is real. And I promise I will never tell a lie. And I promise I will always keep it tight. Yo, oh, 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 yeah, 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 yeah. 'Cause no one wants to be alone. 'Cause no one wants to be alone. Oh, 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 baby, I'm wishing on your love. Ooh, I can't control it. Oh, I can't disclose it. This feeling that I'm feeling for you, baby. I'm wishing on your love. Oh, I can't control it. Oh, I can't disclose it. This feeling that I'm feeling for you. Say. No one wants to be alone. Yeah. No one wants to be alone. Baby, I'm wishing on your love, yeah. I can't control it, oh, I can't disclose it. This feeling that I'm feeling for you, so baby, I'm wishing on, oh, I can't control it, oh, I can't disclose it. This feeling, I'm feeling it for you.
Awesome. Awesome.
I'm trying to like turn it right down so it's not going to blow your mic. That's why we're looking at each other like,
don't do that loud. You're much too early in the morning for people to hear that.
That sounds great. I love your sound. Sammy J. Now, when you're writing a song, does the melody come first or the lyrics? What's the process for you?
You know, it's different. It's kind of different every time, but I try and work with the melody first. It just depends where I am because it could be like, I'm a people watcher, so low-key I could be like watching you, you know, but and then I'll like remember it. But sometimes I could be just walking through the supermarket and then I just get this random melody and then I record on my voice memo. I've got like 1,000 or something voice memos in my phone, so it just depends. Like, I don't know, like when you write, like what, how's it for you?
It just, for me, I just started writing maybe about 2 years ago, so yeah. I think it's just at certain times. Mm-hmm. It's for me, it's all about feeling, and yeah, I mean, I don't really have a set way to do it.
Yeah, it's hard to like. I think everyone's different, and every song is different. Some songs take 5 minutes to write, mm-hmm. like literally, like mm-hmm. the first one gave me all right, I should do, and I didn't think much of it, and that was one of the bigger ones. But then some of them, I really like invest a lot of time in, like. Mindful of lyrics, and that does nothing. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, it just depends. And I think the best songs are written from a place where you're not trying. And I think Indy Ari talks about being in a place of the flow. And so being open to the world and letting the world into you and you being letting yourself into the world. And so when you're in a great space where you're not trying or expecting, that's when the best music comes, I feel.
Now, how does the process work when Fifth Harmony want a song? Do you write a song and say, give it to them, or do they say, Sammy J, we need a song?
Every artist is different. So some, I've worked with some where they're like, just send me stuff. Send
Can
me
you give us some names?
Recorded, and it's like, becomes like karaoke. They just copy it. No shade on anyone. I'm not saying any names. But like, you literally record it, and then you send it in, and they'll just literally like copy what you did, and then sometimes like, you know, and then some others, they want to vibe with you, and they want to, you know, because some artists, there are a lot of artists that are still like create music the original way, and they want to see if you vibe well together. And sometimes I won't work with them if it's like, if I don't feel like,
if the chemistry
if they're trying to write, you know, and it's just amazing. I've just walked in on, been in on so many different sessions with different people who I would have thought they want to just, they would rather just the, like, here's a song that's already written, just copy it. They're the ones that really want to be creative, and the ones that I think are like, oh my gosh, they're the best artists in the world. And it's like, yeah, have you got one that you've already done? I'm like, like everyone's different. So,
where's the most unusual place you've written a song? Or most unusual influence for a song?
On the bathroom. No, I'm just unusual. So I got called in to do, there's a few, but one of the weirdest ones was, I got called in to do a session with a dancer who is evidently, I didn't understand, because if you're familiar with dance at all, my manager's daughter is Paris Goebel, and she's done choreographing all over the world, from Justin Bieber to Nicki Minaj, Cirque du Soleil. And so I got called in for a session for her, and I was like, Paris is doing it. I didn't know that she was going to do music, so I'm thinking maybe she's going to dance like while, I thought it was some one of those interpretive, like, yeah, someone's going to dance while we write, and like, it's, I don't know. It ended up being for her, and so I didn't even know she was trying to sing, and so yeah, it ended up being one of the most weirdest circumstances ever, but she's actually a really good singer. So
through her connection, maybe you can work with Justin Bieber if you haven't already.
You know, I've been waiting, I've been trying to, like, I totally forgot. So through her, through doing those sessions earlier this year, I was flown to London, and so we were sent, me and her went on the panel that worked on Rihanna's next album.
Oh, wow.
I don't think anything I wrote is going to get make it on now. But still, I'm taking that part. I'm claiming it.
That's right. You were there?
But yeah, so we went and we worked on this. So a lot of artists with the writing, they'll, especially big names like Rihanna. I don't even know if I'm supposed to talk about this. But
absolutely.
So like, what they do is they bring in the best writers and the best producers from all over the world.
Right.
And they basically lock down a whole studio, and they just, it's like musical chairs. So like, today you're with this producer and you're with this writer, and they just, we pump out and write as many songs as we can, and then she comes in and picks the one she likes, tweaks it, and that's her album.
There you go.
But
you had a hand in it. Now, Sammy, you also performed at the One Love Music Festival.
Yes.
That's the ultimate reggae festival.
Well, to me it is. I don't know about in America, but in New Zealand, that's the biggest one.
Sure.
And it's my favorite because it's home, and to go home and just to see how those crazy Maldives get down on that. they love music so much, and it's just fun always singing for a home crowd. I think I get really homesick, like, being here. And although a lot of the fans are, like, super, they're so supportive, but there's nothing like singing at home. And so,
right.
The One Love Festival is on again this year, and we're going home again for that. So I look forward to that. But if you've seen any footage, you know, it's insane. Mm.
And you're on a world tour right now.
It's a never-ending tour. It just never stops. Mm-hmm. I just got another one added on.
Another one.
Right, this one, and then we do another acoustic one. Then I go to New Zealand, then I do another one there, and then I come back and then do another full.
It's nice to be in demand. I mean, you know.
It is nice. It'll be nice to have a break. Nah, but I love it. And I'm very grateful. I think when you're in the midst of everything and it's crazy, you forget that you would rather be booked than not be booked.
Right. So, it's easy to forget.
It's very easy to forget and be very, start complaining about stupid things like waking up early and stuff like that. So I've got to remind myself that I'm just blessed to be doing what I love, and you know, I could be just still pushing.
So you said the next album is going to be an R&B based album. It's coming out in 2018. Can you tell us any more about it?
I don't know what it's going to be, but I think more so this time I've always worked with one or two producers, and so with this next project I've worked with a few, and so I was able to capture a different sound, and so it's more of a fusion, but in a good way. I think like it's always hard to fuse genres, and with like fusing genres, it's always a risk, because you got to keep both genres happy, and you got to understand, like, you have to find a way to take the good things out of both, and still with it, whatever sound you create, both parties have to like it, but both parties also have to feel represented. And it's, I mean, you don't have to really care, but like for me, my fans are that's the reason why I wasn't signed by a major label, and I wasn't marketed, and millions weren't pumped into me. Everything was all through my fans and YouTube. And so I like to stay true to what it is, like we're in this together kind of thing. And so I still get comments like, no, Sammy, you need to go. So yeah, I think now I'm finally scratching the surface of having that authentic sound between the two, and feeling happy within myself and keeping the fans happy. So I'm really excited about the next EP, and then the album of that will be an extension of that EP. I think they just need to drop an EP quick, because I've got so many tours but no music out. Yeah,
it's certainly an exciting time for you. It's, no doubt about that.
Scary and exciting, and it's good.
Can you do another song for us?
Definitely. Do you want to try that new one?
Yeah.
Okay, this is the first time we've ever sung this one, but it could be. But yeah, we're gonna give it a go. This one's called Sleepwalker, and this one just dropped last week. There, thank you. I spend my days in the studio, writing songs for people I don't know. How did I end up here? Yeah. To all my friends, for all they know, I'm probably selling out every show. If only they knew. So maybe I need to take a break. So maybe I need a holiday. Cause this life is piling up on me. I'm like a sleepwalker. Cause I'm living in a dream. I'm like a sleepwalker. My days up on the shelf, it gets kinda lonely all by myself, all by myself. So maybe I know you've heard things about me, but this life will make you go crazy. It makes you crazy. Maybe I need to take a break. Then maybe I need a holiday. Cause this life is piling up on me. I'm like a sleepwalker. Cause I'm living in a dream. I'm like a sleepwalker, cause I'm living in a dream, living in a dream. Thank you.
Yes, yeah, Sammy Johnson. Thank you so much. Very rough. A worldwide debut there, an acoustic version of that song, never before done before like that.
Yes, in the form of Macy Gray. Still getting used to these early mornings, trying to get my voice warm because I've got a big ass voice, and so I've got to be careful not to early in the morning.
So when people want to find you online, they want to check out your tour dates, they want to get the new EP when it comes out, where do they go?
So on Instagram, it's at Sammy Johnson, just all one word. And on Facebook, it's Sammy Johnson Music. It's a pretty generic name, so it's not hard to forget, guys. but, yeah, basically just if you type in Sammy Johnson, you'll find all my mediums and all the social handles and stuff. So, yeah, on YouTube, same thing.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us. Considering, you know, the people that have been on your show, you were telling me, I was like, you want me to be on your show?
Of course. I mean, you're definitely a star on the rise. And, and look, I mean, how many people have 10 million plus views of their YouTube videos? So
I know.
And congratulations to you.
Terrible video, that one.
Pleasure to meet you guys. Thank you so much for doing this for us.
And all the best.
Thank you. The album is called Lion Roar. There's a new EP on the way and a new album in 2018. Lots of exciting things to look forward to. Sammy J, our guest, and this is Border Crossings.
So you're still thinking of me, just like I know you should. I cannot give you everything, you know I wish I could. I'm so high at the moment, I'm so caught up in this. Yeah, we're just young, dumb, and broke, but we still got love to give while we're young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, broke high school kid.
Crossings, the Voice of America, a new song from Khalid And that is called Young, Dumb, and Broke.
Been
high school kids.
That.
Yeah, you don't necessarily have to be in high school to be young, dumb, and broke either. Thank you, Cletus Clarks in Ghana, for requesting that song. He's from the Orthopedic Hospital in Ghana, listening to 98.1 FM. And again, thanks to Sammy J for joining us. We've got about 15 minutes to go on a Tuesday, and that means it's time for Chart Chat with Ray McDonald.
Yes, yes, yes. I have a couple really good songs for you that are both being featured on VOA 1. The top 20 and its immediate environs, it's kind of strange right now because you have the same songs coming in, going out, sort of hanging around. There's not too much action right around the top 20. Both of these songs are up-and-comers, and I reasonably expect to see them both in the countdown, but this is your sneak peek. First up, Camila Cabello brings along Young Thug for a song called Havana. And this is a song that's close to Camila's heart. And we'll look a little deeper into it after the song, Havana. Hey.
Traffic jam, man. I was quick to pay that girl like Uncle Sam. He go, ayy, bring it on me, ayy. Shawty craving on me, get the bacon on me. She waited on me, damn, well. Shawty caking on me, got the bacon on me. This is history and I'm making homie. Point blank, close range, that thing. If it costs a million, that's me. It's me. I was getting moolah, baby.
Havana, ooh, nah, nah. Hey. Half of my heart.
The name of the song, Don't Wear It Out, Havana, from Camila Cabello and Young Thug. It moves from 44th to 29th place on the current Billboard Hot 100 chart. If it goes top 20, it would be Camila's first countdown hit as a lead artist. Now, she hit 20th place with Shawn Mendes on I Know What You Did Last Summer. She went all the way to fourth place as a guest on Machine Gun Kelly's single Bad Things. And this song has meaning for Camila Cabello. She was born in Cuba. She divided her time between Cuba and Mexico until she was five. That's when her family moved to Miami. Now, you may remember her solo album was supposed to come out in September, but then Camila got some new song ideas. She said, I got hit with some inspiration, so I went back in the studio. I'm retooling things. Right now, the album carries no release date. We should be seeing it early in 2018. In the meantime, she's going to be doing a series of radio station-sponsored concerts across the U.S. Christmas shows in November and December.
I always, you know, I thought it's kind of interesting. I was wondering to myself at some point, Fifth Harmony, they all have different parts of every song. Now that she's gone, how does that change the sound of the songs as we know them? Now that she's not there to sing her part anymore.
Right, right. The dynamic has changed a bit. Of course, they haven't replaced Camila.
Right.
There's only four of them. They said, we're not changing our name. We invested too much in the brand. We put a lot of work into this, so we're going to stay Fifth Harmony. But mm-hmm. I don't think there's been any talk about replacing Camila.
In fact, at the MTV Awards, they had a fifth person on stage with them who
right.
fell off the stage.
Right.
And then Camila then tweeted after that, I choose to stay positive. That's what she said. So that's kind of that's all that's been said about any of that stuff. But what do we have a release date for her album?
We do not.
Still like no date.
Yeah, it was supposed to come out last month. She's still working on it.
Interesting.
So,
okay.
Early 2018.
All right. There you go. Ray knows. Ray's the guy.
Take it from me.
Take it from Ray.
Moving on, we have another song that's working its way up. This one, it had a healthy jump this week. Perfect from Ed Sheeran. It moves from 58th. To 34th place. If it goes top 20, it'll be Ed's eighth countdown single. There's an interesting story behind this song. And also, Ed is not in the best place right now, health-wise. We'll get into that after Perfect.
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in. Follow my lead. I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you up this time. All I own, and in your eyes, you're holding mine. Baby, I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms, barefoot on the grass, listening to our favorite song. When you said you looked a mess, I whispered underneath my breath, but you heard it, darling, you look perfect tonight. Well, I found a woman stronger than anyone I know. She shares my dreams. I hope that someday I'll share her home. I found a love to carry more than just my secrets, to carry love, to carry children of our own. My feet.
Ladies and gentlemen, Perfect, moving from number 58 to number 34 on the latest Hot 100. If it goes top 20, it'll be Ed's eighth countdown single in the U.S., and I predict that song is going to be played at a lot of proms. And that is Ed's plan. He wrote this song about his girlfriend, Cherry Seaborn, and he said, I want to beat my other hit, Thinking Out Loud. I want this to be my best ever love song. So, I mean, Ed is aiming high with this one.
Didn't Shape of You already surpass Thinking Out Loud? With all the records that Shape of You set and the streaming records, the most streamed song?
Oh, yeah. Shape of You is huge, yeah. But I think Ed's going for the love song.
Oh, he wants
slot
a specific
in this one.
And Shape of You, he didn't call a love song?
Well, you know, Shape of You is more of a dance club song.
Okay. The Sheets Smell Like You. I'm dancing to The Sheets Smell Like You.
That's it.
That's Ed Sheeran. So he got hurt.
He did get hurt. On Monday, he had a bike accident in London. Apparently, a car hit him. He went on Instagram to show a photo. He has one arm in a cast and the other in a sling. And for a guitar player, that's pretty bad news. He's awaiting word from his doctors on how bad it is, what he should do. And what really makes this rather urgent is the fact that the Asian leg of his Divide World Tour starts on October 22nd in Taipei, Taiwan. It's a fairly lengthy tour. It goes through mid-November. It covers several countries, Japan, South Korea, Indonesia, Singapore, ends up in India and Dubai. And so what is Ed going to do? I mean, I assume he's still capable of singing. He may have a guitarist,
yeah,
you know, back him up. His shows aren't exactly like spectacular. It's mostly just Ed.
Yeah, with a loop.
With a loop.
Yeah.
So conceivably, he could still tour and audiences would still enjoy it. But I don't know about Ed playing his own guitar on this leg.
No, not with his arm in a cast. That's not happening.
Yeah,
but maybe. You never know. I've seen athletes go out there with casts on and do their thing. So
he may just suck it up and play with pain.
Maybe. But thank you, Ray, for joining us.
You got it, Larry.
Again, every week on Tuesday, it's Chart Chat here on Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. And again, thank you, Sammy J, for joining us for the first half of the show. Thank you for listening. And while we're handing out thanks, a thanks to our big crew who put this together behind the scenes, Gary and Nick and the rest of the gang who work hard, Wagner, our engineer, and Vince, our director. And thank you for listening to Border Crossings. We shall return tomorrow at 1500 Universal. I'm Larry London on the VOA 1 Music Network.
/VOA Larry London.
Bring it on down. But you know what we need?